Hey guys, what's up? You are now tuned in and listening to Outspoken and Outlandish. Today we're going to be talking about something that really, really, really grinds my gears, and that would be pick-me culture. Pick-me culture has been something that has been going on around social media. So if you don't really have one, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But pick-me culture is when women go out of their way to do things to please a man who's probably not even worth your time or energy, honey. But girl, pick-me culture, it's kind of like when you would cook for a man, clean for a man, wash his clothes, rub his back, have his bath water ready for work, stuff that, you know, you would not normally do just for sake of keeping a man. Some women take pick-me culture and they just stop going to the club and doing things that they want to do because, well, now men don't like women to be in the club. Well, honey, he don't want you in the club because he in the club dancing with fucking women that he don't want you to be like. That's why he don't want you in the club. Pick-me culture has women just pretending to be someone that they are not. Imagine you're married to a guy for 10 years, miserable, because you're pretending to be someone that you're not. Y'all would never believe this, but guess what? I got a husband just for being myself. Isn't that crazy? For being my authentic self. I didn't do something if I didn't want to do it. And if I wanted to, then I did it. I went to the club. I had me a drink. I twerked a little bit, and I still got a husband. So don't let men tell you what women don't do or what women shouldn't do, because one, men have no idea what it is to be a woman. Y'all barely can be a man, so you damn sure can't be a woman, let alone tell us what it's like to be a woman. So women, stop going out of your way for men who don't deserve you. The right man will love you for who you are and for what you are. And if he doesn't, then he's not for you. Thank you.